Hi, this is Olivier. You are watching the Inter Things Show. And today we'll talk about dev kits for Azure, and one in particular, which is developed by MXChip. And we have Leah to present that board and talk to us about the tooling around it. Hey, Leah.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Well, thanks for coming. So you're new to the show. Who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, of course. So I'm our PM from the Visual Studio China team. So our team is working on IoT tooling for the Azure IoT. And there are several different products that we cover in both amateur IoT developers as well as the professional IoT developers.
Cool. So you came with that little dev kit that we've been promoting and showing around?
Yeah, of course.
So this what's on that board?
Okay. So as you can see this board, so it's our like a tiny size, like a credit card size board. Mm-hmm. But on there, we've integrated lots of things. So first of all, we integrate essential sensors like nanometer sensors or temperature sensors.
Okay.
And also we have a secure chip over there, so you can guarantee the security once you connect to the internet.
As in encrypt, that's ST safe,
ST
right?
ST safe, yeah.
Basically encrypting data like TPMs and that's this kind of hardware secure module. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And also we have a hardware debugging chip. So actually if you're using our tool within the Visual Studio Code, you can actually do the hardware debugging on that.
Okay, as in F5 and code is actually deployed. Runs remotely.
Yeah.
And
that's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's the connector down there? Because it's not your typical Arduino board connector, right?
Yeah, it's not typical Arduino board. So here we have our edge connector, which we borrowed the idea from the Microbit. Someone might know it's a quite popular board for the educational segment.
Okay.
So we're reusing this idea, and people can use that to extend it and to connect to extra sensors.
Got it. And I think you can also use the little crocodile clips thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So
no soldering,
pins.
No wiring. Yeah, just save time.
That's cool. You also have audio out, right?
Yeah, so we have a microphone on that.
Microphone?
Yeah, so the microphone is for people who wants to try out some cognitive service, like the getting the voice data and doing some translation and eventually show this on this tiny OLED screen.
Okay.
So people can just use this microphone for it.
Okay. And there's Wi-Fi connectivity?
Yeah, of course, Wi-Fi connectivity.
Yeah, you say of course, but and there's an Azure LED. I've seen that, right?
Yeah,
there's a set of LED. And you guys did the joke of putting one that is written Azure on it, and then we turn it on each time we connect to Azure. I like that.
Okay.
That's the blinky demo for connecting.
Yeah.
So where can developer or people get information about this board? And then once they have the board, where can they find more information for getting started and so on?
Okay. So actually, so we have all the documentations, including the tutorials, get started, API reference, as well as we have our, we call the project catalog, so that you can just follow the examples, follow the tutorials, step by step, and build your own IoT solution from scratch.
Okay.
So everything you can just find on this GitHub website.
Okay.
Yeah.
So AKA, I think we have an AKA for that one, which is aka.ms/.
Yeah, it's aka.ms/IoT-devkit.
Okay, IoT-devkit. We're gonna add that to the description of the thing. So that's your getting started information, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also you did work to integrate, because you're Visual Studio team, right?
Yeah.
You integrate that experience for developing for that board within VS Code, correct?
Yeah. So actually, based on that, so we are using Visual Studio Code as our primary development tool for this dev kit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And based on that, we've actually created an extension which simplifies the process on developing this dev kit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's it called? What's the name of that extension?
Currently, we call it the IoT Workbench.
Okay.
So currently, it supports this dev kit. And later on, we have the plan to support other boards rather than the dev kit.
There's going to be one experience for various boards, and you're going to be in Visual Studio Code.
Exactly.
By the way, one of the reasons for targeting VS Code, you have the extensions model, but it's also because it's cross-platform. I see you're running on a Mac.
Yeah, exactly. So Visual Studio Code is super cool because it supports basically different platforms like Windows, like Mac OS, as well as like Linux, Ubuntu, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to show us that extension, the Workbench one, how it works, and maybe get something on that board running?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. So first of all, I'm going to switch to the Visual Studio Code.
Okay.
And here I've already installed the Azure IoT Workbench here.
Okay.
And by install IoT Workbench, it will also install some dependency extensions.
Okay.
Like the Azure Functions, Azure IoT Toolkit. So that this IoT Workbench is rely on this extension to work.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So here I'm going to launch the command and I'm going to type IoT workbench.
Okay.
As you can see, we have several commands here available. So I'm going to quickly go through them. So the first one is you can actually create your own project from scratch.
Okay.
So we provided several project templates
mm-hmm.
for you to quickly scaffold in your own projects.
Got it.
Yeah. And you can also starting by opening some existing examples,
mm-hmm.
which we host our examples on the GitHub. It will automatically clone the examples and save to your local disk. And
okay.
you can just open that and build it by your own.
So if you guys add a new sample, it's going to actually be available in that list.
Yeah, it will be available immediately
okay.
within that list.
That's cool. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and
okay.
we keep updating on this list as well.
Love it.
Yeah. And next is we actually break down the task for developing on the board into two sections.
Mm-hmm.
The first section is the device, stuff
okay.
like compiling the code and setting up the Azure IoT connection string.
Okay.
And the other side is essentially the cloud side.
Okay.
On the cloud side, what you can do is you can actually provision your Azure IoT resources.
Okay.
As well as you can just create your Azure functions and deploy it.
I see. And that's hence the name IoT Workbench, which is basically creating a POC, which is not just device. It's
mm-hmm.
actually end-to-end.
Yeah.
And you make that easy
yeah.
from VS Code.
Yeah. We're trying to integrate these two parts seamlessly together within one extension.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go further. I'm
yeah.
very curious now.
Yeah, here I'm going to demo our experience like we create a new IoT project from scratch.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to connect the board to
okay.
my computer. That's for sure.
It needs power, and then you're going to need to deploy the code onto it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened here? Something.
Well,
yeah.
it will pops up a page
okay.
to show you some like related documentations, which is in same with the documentation on our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Here, I'm going to close this one. And I'm going to launch the command.
Okay.
And IoT Workbench new. So first of all, you need to set a root folder for all of your projects.
Okay.
Just like a Visual
Logical.
Studio.
Logical.
Yeah. I'm going to use this one existing here. And click yes. Then I'm going to give the project a name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use the default name here. And select the board. Since currently we have only the dev key supported.
Okay, so you support the what kind of board you're going to target in your project, basically. Okay.
Well, so right now we support this one, but later on we're going to support more popular boards,
okay.
like ESP32
okay.
boards.
And let's see, it's written Arduino.
Yeah, it's Arduino.
Okay, so you're basically leveraging the Arduino IDE or the Arduino extension for VS Code, because actually the whole experience for Arduino is now in VS Code.
That's right.
You're leveraging that. Okay, got
That's right. I'm going to select the board. So here, actually, we have like three different project templates.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is I only want to develop on my device, so nothing related with the cloud.
Okay,
so
like
that's,
you want to debug some piece of code on sensors and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, you just
okay.
want to play around with the hardware.
Okay.
And the second is you want to connect the board to the Azure IoT Hub so
okay.
you can exchange the messages.
Okay.
And the last one is a more sophisticated one is in order connect to the Azure IoT Hub, I also want to use Azure Function.
To trigger an action after receiving a message?
Exactly.
Got it. So it's kind of the straightforward hub for ingesting message, and then you have the function behind that will do something.
That's correct.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
cool.
So I'm going to select the last one with the Azure Function here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give the default name for the device code. So this is the Arduino code, so it ends up with the INO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you can see, we have the project scaffolding here, so several files have already been created here.
Okay.
And the next is we're going to provision the cloud resources.
Okay.
So first I'm going to use a command and select Azure provision.
Okay.
So as you can see, it is like a wizard. It will guide you step by step until you finish all creating all the resources that is required.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
makes sense.
So first of all, I'm going to select the existing IoT hub since I've already created one in my
Makes
account.
Makes sense. You don't want to multiply the instances.
Yeah, we don't
yeah.
want to
okay.
multiply it. And I'm going to use this one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the IoT hub I've already created.
Okay.
And the second, I'm going to create a device.
In that hub, okay.
In that hub.
Okay.
Yeah. And since I've already created a device as well.
Seems like you can pick an existing device.
You can pick an existing one
instance.
Or you can create
okay.
a new one.
That makes sense.
I'm going to use this AZ3166.
Okay.
And the last one is, it's going to create the Azure function mm-hmm. in this Azure IoT cloud.
Got it. In the same resource group, so that you have Azure IoT Hub, or is it, okay, got
That's
it.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to give a name, function name. I'm going to use IoT show is cool.
It is.
Function.
Oh, you added function after. Oh,
yeah. I'm going to select the resource group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can actually put in a different one if you want. Okay.
Yeah.
So full control over everything. I like
full
that.
Full control over everything.
Okay, so now it's actually populating the Azure resources for you. Like mm-hmm. VS Code is doing that for you. Mm-hmm. You're logged into Azure with the Azure login extension.
With Azure
so
login extension.
So you basically have all the rights to do that. Cool. I love that. So it's going to take, what, how long? 1 minute, 2 minutes for
that
function?
Yeah, 1 to 2 minutes to provision
that's
the function.
That's the moment we do fast forward.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. We're instantly back, so now we have the function has been deployed.
Yeah, of course.
The device has been created in the hub, mm-hmm. and so we're ready to rock, right?
Yeah.
Are we? Well, actually, the function has been created, but the code for the function has not been deployed yet, right?
You are right.
Okay, correct.
Yeah.
I'm
so
following, you see?
yeah. So the next one is we're going to inject the function code locally.
Okay.
I'm going to create the Azure function.
Nice.
And select our storage here. I'm going to use this one. As you can see, it will inject this template Azure function
okay.
within your project.
Okay. It's part of the workbench extension for
it's part of
right?
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the last one is I'm going to deploy the Azure function to the cloud.
Okay. So what is it doing for now? Just logging, right?
Yeah, just okay. a deploy and
it's a JavaScript function.
Right now, we are using the C#.
Oh, the C#. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but soon we will add the support for the JavaScript.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Like it.
I'm going to deploy this Azure function.
So that one is way faster than the actual resource deployment, right? Because it's just a matter of like uploading some code
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like it. But once again, you do everything from VS Code. Mm-hmm. You've not touched the browser. You didn't go into the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
All the experiences within VS Code mm-hmm. on your Mac,
mm-hmm.
and just like typing commands down there.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. So here we've successfully deployed the Azure function.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now we're done on the cloud side. So the next
cool.
step is we actually start to build the device code.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I follow IoT Workbench device.
Exactly. You're right.
Next time I do the demo.
So the first thing I'm going to do is, since you've already created a device within the IoT Hub,
yep.
you need to save the connection string back to the device.
Oh yeah, because then on that device actually you have a way to flash
to
the
flash
connection
it.
String. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. It will save the connection string into the flash on this board, or mm-hmm. we call the EEP room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to use a command to do this.
Okay.
But the first, I need to put that into the configuration mode so oh. it can accept the connection string.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And once again, so you had created a device on your hub, and so VS Code will retrieve the connection string. You don't need to copy, paste, or whatnot.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the connection string will be saved locally on your development environment.
Okay.
And it will save back to the device.
Makes sense.
Then the last step is I just want to compile and upload the code.
Okay. Which is a default code when you created the template the fault app. There's a like we had the log for the function. Mm-hmm. For the device, actually, you have a basic code that actually sends messages.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So the code has been deployed on the device. So verified, compiled, and then deployed, flashed on the board. And now the board is running, right?
Yeah. So if you can see, we can just check that status in the portal, actually.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See if the device is connected, actually.
Exactly.
Okay. Or you can also do that, verifying the info in the IoT Toolkit extension on VS Code, right? For the device.
If you you're using the Azure function, which is the output the log within the Azure function.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Makes sense.
So I'm going to select this cool function and open that.
And you see the logs coming in.
Yeah.
Each time a new message comes in.
Yeah, you can see the log is coming in and keeps sending the messages from the device all the way up to the cloud.
That's using pretty Azure cool. Function. That's pretty cool. So you like in a few commands, you're able to set up a full end-to-end environment, device project, a function project, resources in the cloud, mm-hmm. all of that from the Workbench extension, the IoT Workbench extension.
Yes.
So that's a pretty cool extension that we have here. Mm-hmm. So it gives you the full end-to-end experience for creating proof of concepts based on dev kits. And you were saying that for now we have only one, but you have several other ones that are in the planning that we're going to get, right?
That's right. So because we are aware of that in the makers community, there are other like popular boards, like ESP32, which is quite popular in the community.
Okay.
So we are going to add the support for this within the IoT Workbench so that there are more boards that people can use this tool to develop on.
Okay, cool. So we're going to add a link in the description as well for where to find information about the Workbench, IoT Workbench extension. Thanks a lot, Leah. That was an awesome demo. And hope to see you soon on the show again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.